Welcome back to the show. I'm delighted to have on the line Dr. Oktar Babuna. Good afternoon. How are you?
Thank you very much. How are you? It's a pleasure and honor to be with you.
Fine. Let me just tell the listener a little bit about you. You're representative of the prominent Turkish scholar Adnan Oktar, who is the author of some 300 books on the topics of Islam, Christianity, Judaism, science, history, and strategy. And you're live there in Istanbul. I wonder if you can just tell us the latest of what you're hearing, that's what's going on in Turkey at the moment, please.
Yeah, there were some protests. I'm a medical doctor. I'm a neurosurgeon on behalf of Mr. Adnan Oktar. The protests in Taksim Square also began with the conception of democracy in Turkey, and they were reacting to uprooting it in a park. That was good in this, in a symbol of liberty and democracy. However, the protest turned into the violence, and there was violence. They burned the cars of the police. There were two dead. One of them is police. They attacked the police, and some of them were in coma, heavily injured, and civil people were heavily injured also. And so that is wrong, of course. And that was a protest of against democracy, against the government, against the state, with violence. That is wrong. So the state, of course, defended itself. The state defended by using the pepper gas and some precautions of the police. And they tried to stop this violence. And, of course, we discriminate the two groups of the people. One is the democratic protest. These protesters started this as a democracy, as a way to democracy, a better area in Istanbul, in city of Istanbul. However, the second group is there were illegal organizations took part in Taksim area, and they initiated this violence, extremist radicalist Marxist groups, illegal groups in Turkey, organizations in Turkey. And we saw a big organization actually started in the Twitter accounts and the Facebook, so that looked like something was pre-planned this violence demonstrations, the violence demonstrations in Turkey to divide Turkey with changing the government. That is, of course, wrong. And at this point, I think the state has the right to protect itself, like happening, for example, in the United Kingdom and the United States at Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street or Occupy London, or the demonstrations of G8 happening in the United Kingdom. As you know, the police is using some power and to stop the demonstrations, which is against, of course, a risk against the government.
So do you feel that that this demonstration has been hijacked by other organizations and trying maybe to cause some kind of Arab Spring in Turkey? Is that what you feel?
But there is no Arab Spring in Turkey because Turkey is not like Mubarak's regimes or Gaddafi regimes. There is democracy in Turkey. Democracy is very good, actually. So if something has, for example, imagine there are people who doesn't like the government, they have the opportunity to change the government in the ballot box. That is there's a perfect opportunity of the democracy. But violence is something different. So we don't criticize the demonstrations. Demonstrations are actually a good part of the democracy. Something you don't like, you do protests and you give your ideas to change this, what is wrong, according to you, of course. But it's part of the democracy. But violence is something wrong. So we know definitely, and there are, of course, evidences of this in the media. They use the banners. They use the flags of illegal organizations. These people are attacking the police. These people are breaking the windows. These people are burning cars. There are more than 400 cars were burned. Two people are dead. One is a police and one is a civilian. And many people were injured because of these violent attacks. That is wrong, of course. That is not part of democracy. Nobody allowed. Would Spain, for example, allow that kind of things? Of course not. The state, the government, the police and the army is there to protect their own people, to protect the government. Of course, there should be use of proportional power. Of course, I'm not saying police didn't do anything wrong. There were some wrong incidents, but that you can punish these people, the police, if they do wrong. But overall, violence is wrong.
I was going to say, how do you respond to some of the criticism that's been leveled at the Turkish authorities as far as heavy-handedness with protesters? We've seen a young girl who's been pulled around by her hair by a police officer. I know that there's been some response as far as his own situation. Can you tell us more on that?
Well, that is wrong, of course. And the state, the government started the investigation who did this and who was wrong using this unproportional power against the civilians. But overall, to stop the violence, of course, the police responded. But overall, it was not like something like happening in Wall Street or in London in the UK. They used proportional power. But of course, there were some incidents which is wrong, and they started the investigation. Nobody can support these incidents which is, for example, pulling the hair of young ladies or using the pepper gas for people who did not initiate violence.
Am I right in saying that the president himself has been quite taking the hard line, and some of his deputies have been a little bit more understanding to the protesters' point of view? That's what we're hearing, and what's your view on that?
Well, there should be used a soft language, and by the prime minister and other people, because of course they are the government of the 100% of 76 million people. If somebody doesn't like anything, they have the right to react against that. This could be a demonstration, this could be through media or anything. However, if they initiate violence, and we know who did the violence, these are illegal organizations in Turkey, Marxist organizations. I can give you even their names. For example, one of them is Revolutionary People's Liberation Party Front, which is DHKPC, is an illegal organization in Turkey, or PKK, people from the PKK. They were using the flags of the PKK or opening the pictures of the leader of the PKK, Abdullah Öcalan. These are illegal organizations, terrorist organizations, and these are the people who did the violence. And right after that, it turned out that illegal organizations are part of this protest. Some people, for example, college students, which started as a reaction for democracy to cut the trees or something like that to protect the environment, these people discriminated themselves from these illegal organizations. So police is trying to handle that. The state is trying to handle this, but of course, violence cannot be stopped with violence. We know that. Police operations or military precautions will not be enough to stop the violence. It can only be, ideas can only be changed with ideas. So we defend the idea that if there is an irreligious philosophy behind these illegal organizations, this can only be changed with intellectual struggle, teaching these people and treating even these people with compassion, mercy, and love. But intellectual struggle is very important. That needs to be done, because PKK has been a problem in Turkey since 30 years. And Marxist terrorism has been problems all over the world. But this can only be stopped. This can only be stopped not with police precautions or military precautions, but only with intellectual struggle. You might remember, United States went to Vietnam to stop communism, but they were not successful.
Mm. What effect will this have on Turkey's desire to join the European Union? We've heard this week, of course, some criticism leveled at Turkey from the German quarter and politicians from Germany and France as well. What effect, if any, will this have on Turkey's desire to join the European Union?
Turkey always had a desire to join the European Union. European countries are very nice countries, very highly educated, nice people. We love Europe. Turkish people love Europe, of course. They have high level of civilization, for example, high level of education. So Turkey always has a desire to European Union, but there shouldn't be a cutting of the ties of the European Union with Turkey. That will be definitely wrong. Israel is our natural ally. United States is our natural ally. And European countries is natural ally of Turkey. Turkey is like a bridge between East and West, like a bridge between Western cultures and Islamic cultures. So big Islamic union of Islamic countries, which will include Israel, Armenia, and Russia. So the Christians, Jews, and Muslims coming together with the connections, alliance of the Europe will be a very nice alliance, which will increase the level, for example, correct the economy. There will be wealth. There will be progress in science, technology, arts, and more democracy, which will stop radicalism and extremism in the Islamic world. One of the major threats for the world agenda, the radicalism and extremism. As you know, there are so-called, for example, Islamic terrorists. There is no such thing in Islam. Somebody is either a Muslim or a terrorist, because Quran, the holy book of God, prohibits killing innocent people. So there is no justification for terrorism. But we have to teach these people. Teaching education is the only solution, intellectual struggle. So let's ally you, us, all together, and to educate these people and stop the radicalism and extremism. And Turkey will be, of course, part of European Union. There is the majority of Turkish people love European countries. There are only radicalist and extremist people, but which is a minority, which hates European countries. And, of course, these people can be educated.
Now, the current prime minister in Turkey has won some elections and had lots of favor amongst the population there in Turkey. Is there an underlying debate which must be had in Turkey, and is coming maybe through some of these protests as well. And I recognise that some people are hijacking these protests, of course, for their own means. But is there not an underlying debate between are we an Islamic nation or are we a secular nation? And is that debate still to be had in Turkey, or is there some mixed feelings and emotions which are causing these protests in the first place?
Well, there is secularism in Turkey, and this will definitely will remain, because in the essence of Islam, there is secularism. In one of the verses, God says in the Quran, there is no compulsion in religion. That is democracy. You cannot force anybody to believe in anything. The model has been in some Muslim countries, for example, in Saudi Arabia or Iran and other countries. They oppress their own people, but this is against Islam. So secularism is part of, and the democracy is in the essence of Islam, and there is a democratic environment. The democracy of Turkey is much better than other Muslim countries. Actually, Turkey is a good example as a democratic country, as a secular country for other Muslim countries. They think Turkey is like an old brother, like a leader for a big union, which will bring a democracy and which will also benefit for all the European countries, from Spain to UK, from Germany to France. So democracy is, the situation with the democracy is good. There are elections. More than 20 parties are taking part in these elections. There are communist parties, there are Maoist, Leninist parties, leftist, rightist parties, nationalist parties. There are Kurdish parties in these group of 20 different parties, and they take part in the elections. So there is a democracy in Turkey. Of course, it is not ideal, but it's getting better. That is a good progress in that. But okay. Violence, if people incite violence, that is wrong. Then, of course, the state has the right to defend themselves with a proportional force, of course.
Okay. Dr. Oktar, thank you for your time. But just before you go, what's actually happening as we speak on the ground at the moment? We've heard that there will be a referendum possibly given to the public on the future of the park, and maybe that's a concession by the government. But what's actually happening at the moment? Are the protests still taking place? What are you seeing?
Well, there is a cooling, of course, the demonstrations, and referendum is, of course, that is a very good move on the name of democracy. But also, I would like to criticize some European countries, from United Kingdom and also from the United States, some part of the media in the United States. They do a unidirectional broadcast to show that there's a chaos in Turkey. Turkish Spring has started. There is no such thing. For example, they keep saying there are hundreds of deaths and the police is attacking the public. There is no such thing. But they do this unidirectional propaganda for some unknown reason. But this is like supporting the communist initiations in Turkey. But however, United States is all the time was against Marxism, actually. United States is well known their behavior against Marxism. Why they do that? This is unexplainable. We like American nation. There are very nice people living in the United States. There are very nice people living in Europe. In the United Kingdom, for example, as you might know, these days there are demonstrations happening. And the government, the state of United Kingdom, they prohibited the broadcast. They use jammers. And the police, of course, taking precautions to stop these demonstrations. So if a much milder form is done in Turkey, they criticize this. This is something against democracy. But they do a much harsher form of attacks against these demonstrations in the United Kingdom, and they prohibit broadcasts. So where is the democracy then? Of course, this is something which cannot be explained in the names of democracy. They should be stopping this. We are ally of Europeans. We are ally of United Nations. Turkish people are ally of Israel. Turkish people are ally of Muslim countries. Actually, the Turkish people is a guarantee to bring democracy to the Islamic world, to stop radicalism and extremism.
Okay, well, I want to thank you for spending time with us here this afternoon here in Spain, of course. And if you could just say one thing to those protesters out there, some of them will be genuine protesters, of course, and some of them will be hijacking from different organizations. What would you tell them to do if you could speak to them today?
Yes, demonstrations are part of democracy. What needs to be done in this, for example, as an example, at this Taksim area, this is the ideas of Mr. Adnan Oktar spread widely in Turkey. There should be large, huge pools with balls are swimming there. Should be many trees, and also take out some of these buildings which look aesthetically they are not looking good. So So make a Taksim area much better, making Turkey much better with bridges, houses, and flowing rivers, aesthetically very nice. Progress science and technology and arts, this is something we expect. And we know these days are coming because in the 20th century, the entire humanity had a very bad experience because of these wild irreligious ideologies like communism, fascism, anarchism, terrorism, World War I, World War II. Now, good days are coming. There's an economic crisis all over the world, including Spain, including Europe and other countries, for example. So people became egoistic. There's a lack of love in the world. With the return back to love, return back to compassion and justice, there will be progress in science, technology, and arts, much better economy with alliance of good people. So let's do that. Let's, for example, people like you, your media, we have the TV channel A9, all together eradicate radicalism and extremism, eradicate ignorance, and so this will bring much better form of democracy, freedom, and freedom of thought and worship to everybody, and this will make the world arena much better arena for the humanity, with more democracy, with wealth, with progress in science, technology, and art. This is our prey. And this is requires an intellectual struggle, yes.
Dr. Akhtar Baboon, I want to thank you for joining us here. I know you're very busy and you speak to BBC and Sky and many other news channels on a regular basis. So I want to thank you for joining us here on Talk Radio Europe in Spain. And,
thank you very much. Yeah, and we love Spanish people. Spanish people are very beautiful people and Europeans are very nice. We love them.
Fantastic. Thank you, Dr. Akhtar. We'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Have a nice day.
Thank you.